Welcome to the Mizzi Wahid podcast, the show where I share my thoughts and perspectives on life, the problems we struggle with, the big dreams we pursue, and the continuous search for meaning in all that we do. I am your host, Mizzi Wahid. Thank you for listening and for your continued support of this show. I am so thankful to be back and to have you here with me. If you enjoy this podcast, I would be incredibly grateful if you could take a moment to follow and subscribe. It helps us reach more listeners and grow this community of loving, kind, and ambitious individuals who wish to constantly grow in pursuit of something great and meaningful. And if you're enjoying the content, don't forget to spread the love by sharing this podcast with your friends and loved ones. Let's spread the message of positivity, of love, and support for one another while on this beautiful adventure called life. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. So today we're going to talk about how to start your day off right. And it obviously involves us waking up in the morning with the right mindset and the right attitude. So how do you do this? Because it's not going to be automatic. There's no button that you can press to preset the way you're going to wake up, the mood that you're going to be in, right? It's going to take a bit more effort. So first things first, let's talk about why having a positive mindset in the morning is so important. I think when we understand the why, it always gives us that added motivation to want to do it right. So our brains, they are like sponges in the morning. They are extremely receptive to new ideas and they're absorbing new information very well. So if you start your day off with positive thoughts, your mind will be more open to positive experiences throughout the day. You'll attract positive opportunities, positive people into your life. So the question is, how do you start your day off positively? Well, one way to make sure that this happens is to start off each day with a gratitude list. Now, I know when I say a list, you're probably thinking, oh man, I just woke up. You're expecting me to take out my iPad or my notepad and start writing stuff down. I'm not in the mood to do that. Well, this list can be a mental note that you have, right? The moment you wake up, you think about, what am I most grateful for? So this could even be something you do before you get out of bed. You're still in bed. You just sat down, for example, you just opened your eyes and think about three things that you can be grateful for right now, okay? So begin with that. And it could be anything. Don't overthink it. Don't make it complicated. It can be as simple as, I'm grateful to be alive today. I'm grateful for another day, another chance, another opportunity at life. I'm grateful for the person who's waking up, who I'm waking up beside, you know. I'm grateful for my family, my children, my house, my job, my business. I'm grateful for good health. I'm grateful for anything. Just think about three things that you can be grateful for, because gratitude is an attitude that will project more positivity in your life. And your mind will begin on a positive note. Okay? So you begin with that. Because taking the time to focus on what you're grateful for sets the tone for the rest of the day. Now, if you do not make it a point to do this, then your mind will just go with the flow. So if you wake up still feeling anxious from the problems of yesterday, from last night, then it's just going to continue. It's going to pick up from where you left off. You have the power to actually put all of that to an end and start with something different today. Because it's a new day. You do not have to start the day, this brand new day, with the thoughts and emotions and worries of yesterday. Okay, so when you understand the power that you have within your grasp, and that is, I can choose to decide on what I focus on, and I want to focus on the blessings that God has given me and what I'm grateful for, it sets the tone for the rest of the day. Another way to start your day off positively is to set an intention for the day. Now, we all know how powerful intentions are, that it dictates everything else. It dictates your attitude, your mood, your perspective on life, and anything that happens throughout the day. And we understand too that as a believer, all of our actions are determined by our intentions. And I would say the quality of our intentions, right? How purposeful are you about the things that you set off to do every single day? You know, if you set out to complete a particular task, if you set out to end an old habit, if you want to connect with 5 people today, if you wish to speak to your mother, your father, your spouse, your sibling, who maybe you had a little misunderstanding or a conflict with, if you set your intentions today to spend quality time with your children so that they learn something new from you, or you learn something new together, you set all of these goals, you eventually are able to carry them out. Okay, maybe the first time out when you try this, it's not going to happen immediately. But set the intention again and again and again until you realize what works for you. So maybe you get a little bit excited and the first time you try this out, you set 5 different things that you want to do. And all of them, you say, these are my intentions, 5 things I want to do today. And then after a couple of days, you notice that that's not very achievable. What's more realistic is for you to say, okay, I just want to do 3 things. And if I get to do 2 out of 3, I'm happy, right? So you make adjustments as you go along, but you still must set your intentions for the day, okay? Example of something that sounds generic but actually helps to motivate you is to say something like, today my intention is to fully utilize the time that I have in the office at work, right? So you say, I'm going to fully utilize every minute to make sure that every minute and every second counts, and that they matter, and that they make a difference, and that it makes me more productive, right? So that kind of an intention may sound generic, like it's not so clear, like what are you actually going to do, but it reminds you that anytime you feel like you want to waste time again and get distracted by something again that is not going to produce anything useful for you, you're going to stop. You're going to snap out of it, and you are going to be reminded of the intentions that you have set for yourself. All right. Another kind of intention could be something like, I want to be kind to everyone I meet today. Okay? So having an intention helps you to be focused and mindful throughout the day. Maybe the feedback you've been getting is that you've not been too friendly, or you've been rather harsh in your replies to people at the workplace, you know, or you've been raising your voice a lot at home, okay, for no particular reason. Then when you take in all this feedback, maybe you're a little bit hurt, but I think the better thing to do as the bigger person is to reflect and then decide, okay, if that is the way that people all perceive me and how they judge me and my behavior, then I want to set an intention where starting from today onwards, I will be kinder to everyone I meet. Okay? There. And then just leave it as that and then see how it carries you throughout the day. And then do it again the next day, and then do it again until it becomes more natural for you to be kinder to everyone you interact with. Okay, now let's talk about overcoming doubt. We all have moments of self-doubt, but it's important to not let it control us. One way to overcome doubt is to remind yourself of past successes. We doubt ourselves because we're looking at something new in front of us that we've never done before, right? But if we were to just pause for a moment, we can actually remind ourselves of all the amazing things we've accomplished before. And that should boost our confidence. And that should remove the doubts that we have about ourselves, that we are incapable of finishing something that we start. We are incapable to complete a task. We are incapable of producing a result that pleases our clients and our customers, our employers, and so on. You know, most of the time, the doubts that seep in through our hearts and our minds, they are lies. It's just trying to prevent you from achieving more, right, in life. So what you do is you just go back a little bit and remind yourself of your past achievements. Reflect on times when you've overcome obstacles and achieved your goals, remembering that you have the ability to succeed and can simply give you the confidence to push through any doubts that you may have. Another way to overcome doubt is to take action. This is my favorite, okay? Whenever you are hesitating to take on a new goal, to take on a new challenge, to accept a responsibility given to you by your boss, by your employer, by your manager, by your partner, always tell yourself, you know what? I'll never really know whether I can do this until I actually give it a try, right? That's the best feedback you can get, especially if this is something that you are not familiar with and you've never done it before and there is no track record and there's nothing you can compare it with. So you might go with my early advice and say, yeah. I mean, I've done stuff in the past. I know that. I've achieved things, but it is not this thing. This thing is new. Therefore, the best way, the fastest and quickest way for you to know whether you can do this is to actually get started, okay? Work towards that goal. The more you work on it, the more confident you'll eventually become. And even if you don't reach your goal, you'll still have made progress and learned something new. That's the attitude that you should have. You tell yourself, okay, I'm going to try because I'm only going to know how good I am after I've tried it, after I've given it a shot. And there are two outcomes. One, it works out. The other one, it doesn't. And if it doesn't work out, I would have learned something new. I would have grown. I would have gained experience. I would have made a little bit of progress going forward. Okay? Because the opposite of that is I'll be exactly where I was yesterday. No difference. Okay? So it's better to have at least tried rather than not at all. So my dear friends, in summary, starting your morning with a positive mindset and overcoming doubt are key to setting yourself up for success throughout the day and throughout the week. Try incorporating gratitude and setting intentions into your morning routine. And remember to remind yourself of past successes and to take massive action to overcome all your self-doubts. Thank you for listening and join me once again next time as I continue to explore more ways to increase your productivity and make your days more meaningful. Take care. Till the next episode. Stay awesome. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Bye-bye.